This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's younger son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. Here till time to answer all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out with this, had a good amount of rain here in New England. Some off and on in the past couple days, but yesterday was a full day of rain. Just what our lawns and gardens ordered, because I'll tell you, they're needing it, right? We went through a major drought this year, and we want to be done with it, right? We want to just warm up, keep temperatures and keep the rain a little bit, maybe at night only, so we can enjoy our days, water our gardens a little bit, and get back out in the garden to enjoy it this fall. Temperatures are starting to drop. We haven't seen 90 in almost a week, so that's a warm feeling, right, without actually getting that warmth. But we're definitely starting to get into that fall weather, starting to get time to think about, or at least, we almost get started with the new lawns, new gardens. Great time for planting. Fall is the perfect time to allow the lawn to establish its root system before winter, allowing it really to get ready for next year. So that's something we can talk about today. We can talk about different plants that you want to put into the yard, different conditions, etc. You've probably been home a lot more now than in the past, so you'd be able to tell areas a bit more sun than you thought, or a little bit more shade than you thought, because that's something that is critical when it comes to placement of plants and how you're going to do things, even with the lawn, like we've discussed before. It's going to tell us, are you going from a sunny seed mix to a sunshade or a shady seed mix? Part of this, we can definitely discuss all of this today. If you do have any questions, so that will be part of it. And we talked a couple weeks ago in regards to getting ready for this time. We talked about, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. Let's look at if we're going to redo an area that has tons of weeds, tons of whichever. Spray it. get that area killed. So in 2 weeks, which would be about now, we could start putting a lawn in. You know, those temperatures are starting to cool down, so they're going to focus on the root system. Might be able to develop a little bit more. When we have those 90-degree days, root development and shoot development and lawn. If anything, if you had the weeds in the lawn, the weeds were growing quicker than then. And you probably didn't have to cut the lawn as much. So, you know, we're going to get back into where the lawn's going to start growing a little bit more and how we need to be taking care of it, etc. So, you know, that's all on the table today. Anything you want to talk about, obviously, gardens. You know, we're 2 days away from September. The year, it's been about 4 years, and one is start the summer. You know, it seems like March was so long ago, but yesterday, June and July, it feels like it was just happened. So, you know, our summer is almost over here, but that doesn't mean we can't keep going. Lots of plants to the garden for next year and for this year. You know, a lot of perennials out there that are still blooming that you'd be able to be using in the garden. Just think of how they can help you for next year and to years to come. A lot of different, garden centers are starting to get in some plants. You know, these garden center. We're just starting to get in our fall shipments of plants. We got tons of fruit trees that just came in. There are tons of cheer that we overwinter so we can have right for the beginning of the year. But a lot of fresh material comes in for us at this time of year. So that when you're looking to plant your garden, you're going to have that fresh material. So definitely check in with your garden centers, your local garden centers, to see what they're doing. Because I bet you a lot of them are just like us. Just getting started again, because fall you can start digging evergreens again. So, go into a little bit of detail with it, but evergreens such as arborvitaes, spruces, fir trees, etc. When they're in a field and they're in the ground, important. You need to dig them when the temperatures are cooler, not warmer, because the tree will go into a little bit more shock when it's a lot of these growers will dig early in the season, you know, like in March, beginning of April, and sometimes into May, and then stop for the summer and then start redigging at the end of August. And then September and October, evergreens themselves kind of go through a shock period that if it's too hot and they're above ground, their root system just goes completely into shock and it goes sideways, that the plant just doesn't accept it. So a lot of garden centers will bring in that fresh material later in the season or early in the season because the material has a little bit more to it. So evergreens, you're going to start to notice newer evergreens in garden centers at this point. So definitely look for that. I know that, during the season when a lot of people were trying to get product, certain things just weren't there because the demand was so much more than the supply early. So a lot of garden centers are starting to get more back in. Because of the fact that now the material has started to replenish. They had a growing season kind of hit through them. Now they're going to have some new product. So definitely something to be looking for going forward at the garden center. So if you're still interested in redoing a garden or been putting it off a little bit, I know in Massachusetts today is the last day of the tax-free weekend. So you might be able to go out and get a few things before the end of the day today. I know I saw a bunch of people out there yesterday. We we took a little trek to IKEA. We weren't busy, but an hour and a half later in the line, waiting just to get in. But a lot of people were out getting there, obviously distancing, etc., spacing from each other. But it's definitely a lot of people out there looking for some things to do. But tax-free weekend in Massachusetts, you know, that does help, you know, bring some of the prices down, right? But if you guys have any questions or want to discuss anything on the program today, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-42. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, coming up in the next few weeks, maybe even sooner, bulbs are going to start arriving in garden centers for spring flowers. Tulips, daffodils, just to name a few. So, you know, get ready for those. Start planning out your garden work. We're already thinking about 30,000 bulbs going to be planted this year. So it'll be a nice show like we've had in the past. But I know you're not going to do something that extreme, but, you know, think about what you can do now. Get out some of those bulbs so they can have that overwintering period and be ready for spring and have a nice nice early spring for you. 55660. We're going to take a break here when we get back. One of your questions will be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone 555-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. All right. Break there. We started talking about bulbs for the spring. This is the time to be thinking about it. I know what happens. You kind of look around and you say, oh, wow, all these tulips are blooming, or these daffodils, where can I get them? And a lot of garden centers are like, oh, well, you know, those are ones you plant in the fall to get for the spring. And so you always kind of think of it when it's blooming, not when it's time to plant. A lot of you probably already know what time, you know, when to plant it is. You know, you've been gardening for years upon years, right? But, you know, that's just something to be thinking about at this time of year. So just want to kind of bring that out to your attention and remind you. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get in that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Lorraine is in Martha's Vineyard.
Lorraine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you.
Good morning.
I hope you can rescue a plant for me.
Okay, I'll do my best. What can we help you with?
Okay, I have an old spirea, and it's getting leggy. It's beautiful and brown. The shape is gorgeous, and it's getting leggy, and it has some bare branches on one side. I'd like to know about pruning it, and is there anything that I could plant, let's say, in front of it to help prune that? It's not a large area, but it does detract from the plant.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. So it's a spirea. Do you know what color is it?
Pink.
Pink. Does it have like the green foliage or the yellow foliage?
More green. More
okay.
Green.
I just like to kind of see which one I'm dealing with here. But
well, and it's turning red now. The leaves are starting to get a
perfect
reddish color.
Yep. Okay. So you could have a couple different ones
There's like a neon flash and or an Anthony Water or Spirea. Those are a couple that kind of look like that. But with those, what you're going to be doing is any of the dead you can get rid of. You can cut that right back to the area where it's living. So the best way to do that is scratch the bark on the lower part to see if it's green underneath. If you're seeing green underneath, then that means it is living. So we're going to find the next junction where the plant is dead and the plant is living to cut it. The spirea at this point is probably already started to, you said it's already changed its color, it's already flowered most likely, or it's at the end of it, depending upon what it's located in for sunlight.
I would say it's on the end of the flowering.
Yeah, it's just about, like, depending upon if it's newer, sometimes with newer plants, they'll, depending upon where they come from, they'll actually blooming at this point, but it's usually about the end of it.
This is an old girl.
Okay. So what I would do is kind of just let it finish flowering, or you could prune it back at this point. Any type of plant that is flowering, the rule of thumb is to actually prune it back after it's done flowering. So now is the perfect...
It's just about done. Yeah,
so this is the perfect time to prune it back. You can cut it back by a third if you'd like.
One third. Okay.
That would be fine, just to shape it. But any of that dead's not going to do any good for the rest of the plant, so definitely cut it out and get rid of it. Now, on the side, it's kind of dead. Are you looking, how big of an area is it, really?
I would say it would almost take a small plant in front of it.
Gotcha. But I definitely think it's time to, you know, any of the dead that's there, get rid of it. Even throughout the rest of it, you might find some dead growth on the center of it. The dead is pulling away from some of the energy from the plant itself. Anytime there's a dying branch or a weak branch, the plant focuses on that area versus the rest of the plant, right? And so by getting rid of that, it's going to allow it to refocus on the plant. So definitely get rid of the dead there. Now, as far as a plant, on the other side of the break, I want you to hang tight for me. I'm going to give you some ideas of what you can do to add to that. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News. A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. Researchers found both illnesses were two genetically distinct iterations of the same virus. The actor that brought the comic book hero Black Panther to life has died. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Actor Chadwick Boseman lost a four-year battle with colon cancer. It started at stage 3 and then progressed to stage 4. In addition to earning worldwide acclaim as the superhero, Boseman also brought baseball legend Jackie Robinson to life in the film 42. The actor also had a viral moment when he hosted Saturday Night Live when he brought the leader of Wakanda into a Black Jeopardy sketch. Boseman was surrounded by his wife and family when he died. He was 43.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Lorraine in regards to her spirea that was having, that part of it was dead, part of it, you know, was looking pretty good. It's towards the end of the, she was looking to clean it up, but at the same time maybe get some, a companion plant to go in front of it, something to just kind of cover that hole that's there. So, few ideas for you. You could be looking at maybe some of the, depending upon how big that spirea is. You know, if it's
about 5 feet tall.
Okay. So that would be, that's pretty good. We could actually do a few different things in front of there. You could actually do some different roses, maybe like a knockout rose to fill the cover. Fill the area. The knockout rose has a couple colors and has a red, a pink, yellow, and white. So that might actually be a nice companion color with it. There's also some, I like the different types of Weigelia. It's got like a purple foliage and with the light pink flowers, but the flowers aren't really what you're looking at. So it kind of gives us something different, having a different color going on throughout it. There's tons of different perennials you could be doing, but the one of the downfalls with a perennial is, there's a lot of it dies back to the winter season, so you're not having, if you have one area that's kind of a hole, it's not really covering it. Although spirea, is deciduous, so it's losing all its leaves during the winter. You could be, depending upon some different spireas, some different junipers that you could be putting there.
That would be a green one, right?
Yep. So they actually have some different colored junipers. You have some greens, some blues, even some yellows. But some of them are in like a clumping form. instead of just, you know, the creeping that would just go wide. So you could actually get something like that in there to fill out the
area. And then
the
that would be green all winter, right?
Exactly. So that would be an op for you. You could also look at, like, a Japanese holly. They have some that'll get, like, 2 to 3, like, your compact hollies. They're green all winter as well. They would do pretty well.
I have some big hollies. They thrive here for some reason.
Yeah, it's almost the perfect zone for it. The different types of Japanese hollies, but like, you know, they have some really nice ones, like a soft touch holly that will mound out. I think it only gets about. So it might be perfect to be underneath that spirea, where if that spirea is about 5 feet, it's going to be a little bit smaller.
Oh, good. You've given me some good ideas. The magnolia, the juniper, the holly, the knockout roses. There's some good ideas there.
I really like the magnolia myself, just because of I look at the plant as not just when it flowers as the color for the flower. I look at the purple that goes with it. Is you're going to see that all season. It's going to be a nice little contrast that like a flower for you. So that's one of the reasons why I like it. So hopefully that helps you. And
believe me, I'm ready to go. I knew I would get it. I knew your dad. I called him a couple times. This is great. Perfect. When do I fertilize? When I do this, when do I fertilize this stuff?
So when you're planting the new product or the spirea itself?
The spirea. When do I plant?
The best time to do it would be the spring, early spring. Once the ground has started to thaw, use like a plant tone. You could even use like a garden tone for it. For the plant at this point, you could, at the end of the season, you could do the same just at half the rate. So say it says 1 pound per, you know, size, you're going to do a half a pound. It gives it something to help the root system a little bit.
All right, a half feeding of the plant zone. That's perfect. I have some on hand.
Perfect. Now, when you get some new plants, just take a look and see if you can get some biotone starter. Helps
biotone?
With transport. Yep, it's from Espoma as well.
Espoma, okay.
And that helps with transplant shock. So when you're, and the transplant can just be from buying from your ground. And you just add some of that, the biotone, and what it does is it helps the root system in a beneficial way. It actually attacks it to get it a little bit bigger. So it's actually a really good product to help you get established before winter. So I think that would definitely help you.
Very good. Oh, boy, this is great.
All right, Lorraine.
Thank you very much.
Now you just got to wait for the garden centers to open up this morning. You'll be ready to go.
Oh, I'll be right out there. There's the Mahoney's not too far.
Awesome.
All right, very good.
Have a great one.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we started talking about biotone there at the end. So it's actually a really awesome product for any planting that you're horizon fungus in it. You hear fungus and you kind of say, all right, what can I spray to get rid of it, right? Well, this fungus is actually something you want. This attacks your root system beneficially and will actually get that root system basically have little white hairs on the roots that will get more fertilizer. They will get more nutrients. They'll get more water for the plant and allow it to establish a little bit easier and put bigger and stronger for you. Definitely at this time of the season, looking to get stronger root systems for the winter. The stronger your root system is, and the deeper the root system is, the longer it's going to last for you, but it's going to be stronger for over. And I know it sounds silly to be thinking you know, about overwintering at this point, but we got to start thinking about it, right? I was talking in the garden center with a couple people there, and we've had such a hard time this year getting product in. Products are coming in with different color labels, different color bottles, because the companies are so far behind. They're just trying to get it out to the garden centers so that they can help. And I was just thinking about it. I said, well, if that's been the case all year, that's not going to change for the fall. And for those of you who are, you know, who always use burlap to cover some areas, or wilt proof or wilt stop, you know, as soon as you're starting to see it in the garden centers, I'd definitely be looking to get it because you don't know all season when you're looking for it later. Obviously, you're not going to put that out yet. We have plenty of time, but the way this season has gone, just in general, the supply is a lot less than the demand for the products that we have out there, because they just can't keep up with it. Out there is doing the home victory garden and spending some more time at home. So it's definitely something to be looking at this time of year. If your garden center starts getting in some products you're going to need later in the season, definitely look to get it. I'm just kind of, you know, worried that as the season goes on, the less product you'll be able to get. So just, you know, just a little bit of a warning, just knowing how hard it has been to get products into the garden center. And when they do get in, they just go right out. So something to be thinking about going forward the rest of the season on products that you're looking for. Now, we're not too far away from bringing some plant material, you know, your house plants that you've had outdoors, indoors. And you got to really take a look at the soil that you're using. And Spoma has some great ones. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. The Spoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds strong flowers and vegetables. See why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the here, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you, or get a natural in the garden since 1929. And we just touched on, you know, we're not far from getting our houseplants indoors that maybe we've had outside all summer. You know, just start to think about it. You know, you're starting to see the temperatures dropping at night. We're not, you know, in the point where it is too cold, but the temperatures are starting to drop. So we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Brewster, Mass.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I planted... a rhubarb plant this year, and it grew nicely. Are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
And, well, right now, I had 12 big leaves in it, but some of them look terrible and turning yellow and have holes in them. But I don't really know. I really don't know what to do with it. It's a lot of the leaves, a lot of the stems have flopped. I don't know if I should just keep it in the ground, or if could I even use some of the stems, or I don't really know what to do with it.
Okay. Now, so when you put it in the spring?
Yeah.
This year? Okay. So the best time to harvest rhubarb, if you're looking to harvest, is when the stalks and leaves reach at least 10 inches. Have they kind of hit that point?
Oh, they're like almost 3 feet tall.
Okay. this is kind of the time you can start to take some of those stalks and tolerate, harvest them to help with the plant for next year. Don't take the whole plant because it is something that you want to...
Can it stay in the ground all winter?
Yeah, definitely, because you want it to keep into the ground, because what it does, it'll store its energy in the plant for overwintering, and then next year it will pop up.
So I don't even have to harvest anything. I'm not in any rush, but I don't know how to treat it. Should I cut those bad leaves off and just leave a stem there, or should I just leave the rotting stems on the stem?
So I would definitely rotting stems out. They're not going to help the plant as is. But if you want to hang tight for me, I'm going to go to a break here.
Okay, I'll wait.
I'll give you a little bit more information of what else you can be doing on the other side of the break. So hang tight. Our phone number here is 855-662-61. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Alice in regards to her rhubarb. And it was starting to yellow, some holes in it, etc. So, wanted to, perfect time to be harvesting a rhubarb if you were to harvest it for use would be late June into July, but you can actually pick until frost just sparingly because you don't want to take all the leaves out because you can kill the plant that way. But being as it plant, you really want to wait about be taking a full harvest from the plant, so the plant will establish. But at this point, you have some yellowing leaves, you have some rotting branches on there. Anything that's starting to, I would definitely cut out and get rid of. Maybe it's water is just sitting on top of it for too much.
No.
Okay, so there's, but definitely if you're starting to see some of the it rotting, you're going to want to cut those out because the rot can go back to the rest of the plant.
Okay.
And
they're
actually,
not rotting, but some of them have gotten sort of, they might be starting to sort of soft, not as rigid as some of the others.
Okay.
I'll take those out.
Don't take the whole plant out.
No, I won't. I won't do that.
You know, you're...
Because some of them look pretty good. And some of the leaves are still beautiful, but one of the things is the even ones with the beautiful leaves have flopped onto the ground. They're not standing up straight. What does that mean?
They're just, they could be in shock, you know, shock. We had a lot of dry conditions this year.
They're in shock. Okay.
They could be. You know,
so I tie them up? So I tie the whole plant, loop something around it?
I wouldn't, personally.
All right,
do its thing.
All right.
At the end of the season...
Which is what?
Probably into October.
October, yeah.
Okay. You're going to actually... you can trim back the entire plant. And just get
really?
It back to the ground. You know, that's one of the things that you can do to get it there, but you're going to notice that the rhubarb's starting to completely turn yellow, fade, get into that, like...
Okay, I have some new growth coming up, so...
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. That's, you know, that's kind of the way the season has gone.
Okay.
But the plant is looking to have, like, a rest over the winter, right?
Okay.
That's what we're looking to do.
Right.
So, you know, you'll be cutting back the foliage at the end of the season because you're not looking to have that foliage sit there, right? You're
okay.
just basically...
So I trim it back to... You said trim it back to the ground, so I don't just trim the foliage off. I take everything off.
Yeah, you would cut it back to just maybe a couple inches.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want to leave all the leaves there because what'll happen is they'll start to all turn yellow, they'll all start to fade, and they might start to rot overwintering to be able to focus on overwintering on the inside.
Okay.
So you can cut it back maybe just to a couple inches.
Okay.
So that it will be, you know, focused.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Because I really didn't know what to do. And so, I mean, at least I have a plan now.
One thing I'd also like to see you do... is you could use some sort of like mulch over the top of it for the winter. That definitely does help it. So you'd leave it, you know, leave the growth just a little bit, but then cover the whole area with mulch. Or you could even use like a compost, right?
Well, that's another question I have because I get confused. Mulch, compost, and I'm thinking, what the heck is the difference between all this stuff?
Well, so a lot of mulch is just shredded bark with a color tinge to it. Whereas a compost is something that's been sitting on the ground, sitting for over a period of time, cooking to get rid of the weed seeds. But it's beneficial to the soil and to the plant.
Okay.
Which is beneficial, but it's more of a water retention and keeping it cool.
Okay.
So either one would work on this.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I hear the music coming.
All right, Alice.
Thank you very much.
Have a great one. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.